Lord, please forgive us of our hardness of heart and soften our hearts to be like yours. Amen. Dear ones, this morning the Lord allowed me to feel a very tiny grain of sorrow, the sorrow that he felt over a soul that recently died and refused to repent and rejected Jesus. He played the lonely garden, and I became aware of the deep, deep sorrow he was experiencing over this man's failure to repent. It was a very tragic and sick feeling. All the times Jesus waited for this man in the garden, hoping the invitations would be answered, and at the very last, still, no response to God's pleadings with him. We do not realize the hardness of men's hearts. Only God knows. But we hope. We pray. Even when it's a struggle to think good because of the evil that's been exposed. I finally was able to connect with the Lord over what he was experiencing with this soul. Jesus began, "My beloved ones, I do not look at a man or woman the way you do. I do not focus on their sins. If I did, I would cease trying to call them to myself. I see what I created with love and long to have fellowship with that creature. When they repeatedly commit sin without repenting, their souls grow darker and darker until they are nearly black. They sink lower and lower into atrocities without any tinge of guilt in their conscience, because it has been frozen over by the pride of human reasoning and justification. With each sin, my heart breaks a little more over the direction they've chosen, despite all my best efforts to pull them away from evil. Now you have experienced a little of the void and sorrow I feel when I walk in the garden that used to be theirs, and see the monstrous creatures they invited in to destroy the heavenly flowers of grace. Writhing, growling, leviathans, and creeping poisonous creatures, blackened plants dripping with blood and slime. You would not believe what horrors are in the hearts of those who choose Satan over me and thoroughly enjoy torturing others. There is nothing Disney could produce to replicate the monstrosities that lodge in those hearts. This is the most tragic moment of my existence, when a soul defiantly chooses Satan over me. It is truly a sword in my heart. Well, Lord, are you against the death penalty? I am. But I must tell you, some souls are so dead that if they sat in jail for 80 years, they would still choose the same fate. Man cannot see into the hearts of these, so they do not choose what I would choose. Nonetheless, they have been given the power and authority to end a life. I would prefer they would not have this authority, since I am the author of life. I should also be the only one who chooses the end of life. Aside from the innocent ones on death row, there is still hope for so many souls to repent if they are given more time, and the death penalty denies me the opportunity to bring them to repentance. Dear ones, put your scruples about my Blessed Mother aside and pray for these men. So many are going to meet the very same fate because they have been hardened in sin. But I will take the graces that others reject and give them to those who still have a flicker of life in their souls. So don't give up praying for them. Lay aside your prejudices on how to pray for just a moment and return to my aching need to see these souls restored to me in their final moments. This has been a moment of great tragedy for me. And oh, how it hurts my bride. It hurts me so very badly. And I see the lineup of souls who will meet with this very same fate and choose to die for Satan. He is laughing them to scorn, and hell is celebrating my loss, because Satan's agenda to kill, steal, and destroy everything is dear to me. This soul was dear to me, and the next one in line is dear to me, and on and on. Pray for them, my bride, and keep me company, for my heart aches.